previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Elon Musk's satellite-based internet service Starlink says it remains keen to invest in South Africa. In a letter to Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau, Starlink says it will do so if it isn't required to sell shares in its local license to South African investors. That's the rule as things stand now, but Communications Minister Solly Malatsi has proposed a change that would allow foreign telecoms investors to provide equity equivalents. That's already the way things are done for other major multinationals like Microsoft and Amazon. Starlink's letter to Tau points this discrepancy out and calls on ICASA to align itself with the rest of the ICT sector. It adds that if it is allowed to operate here through an equity equivalent program, it would fully connect and support 5,000 rural schools, helping an estimated 2.4 million children. One interesting development amidst all of the current global crises, the World Bank has given the green light to resume the funding of building nuclear power stations. According to the Financial Times in London, they have only ever funded one, and that was a long time ago. But now a key constituent of the bank has withdrawn its objections. That's Germany, which a few years ago, of course, shut down all of its nuclear power stations. What's this to us? Well, where the World Bank goes, other development banks follow, like the African Development Bank. Development banks generally have access to and are able to provide much cheaper funding than their commercial counterparts. So if South Africa intends to build new nuclear power into our future, as seems to be the case, the door may have been opened for us to do so at a much more comfortable price. Turning to the markets, the JSE All Share closed last evening down 0.7%, the top 40 down 0.8%, London's FTSE down 0.5%, in New York the Dow closed down 0.7%, the S&P 500 down 0.8%, the Nasdaq down 0.9%. Tokyo this morning up 0.7%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney is flat. US dollar has firmed to 1.15 against the euro. That's put pressure on the rand, 17.99 to the dollar this morning, 20.69 to the euro, 24.17 to sterling. Gold at 3,389, platinum 1,269, Bitcoin 105,250. Brent crude oil has spiked since the beginning of the Israel-Iran clash at the end of last week. We find it trading this morning at $76.70 a barrel. That's an increase of more than 4% in the last 24 hours. One unexpected beneficiary of the turmoil, Sasol. Sasol, according to News 24, was trading at 87 Rand last Thursday. Before Israel's attacks began, by late yesterday morning, it was just under 99.50. Since April of this year, Sasol has now gained 80, that's 80%.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.